Welcome into Hour 2 of the game. John Kurtz, Mitch Fortner here with you. Today is a live show. We got high school basketball for Manhattan canceled tonight, so we're here with you for the remainder of the show until 6 o'clock. It's been a long time this morning putting together a great best of show for you that'll never see the light of day. So instead, you get more of us. Of course, if you want to interact with us, we can take your tweets, the game KMAN, for questions or comments, or JL Kurtz, Mitch LaForte, to interact with any of us. We'll have You Can't Be Serious coming up here at the end of the hour. A very positive stat for the K-State Baylor game at 5:40, if you're interested in such things and you're a K-State fan. We'll update on the Chiefs and the Royals as well in our next segment. For now, here in the opener of Hour 2, we're going to talk some Baylor basketball with John Morris. He is the play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, one of the nicest guys that you're going to meet around the Big 12 Conference. And I was interested in bringing him on to get the perspective of Baylor, not only because he is around the team and knows more of the ins and outs and the personality of this team, how they might respond to dropping their first game of the year, which happened earlier this week at West Virginia. And they didn't just drop it. They dropped it big time, got beat pretty good down in Morgantown. But also, you know, just how people were so wrong about this Baylor team in the preseason, because regardless of the loss, they did start 15-0 and went in the span of 2 months from not receiving a single vote in the poll to being the number one team in the polls. So that is a heck of a jump and a heck of a swing and miss by a lot of people on what Baylor was going to be heading into this 2016-2017 season. So without further ado, welcome in John Morris, Baylor play-by-play voice, joining me here. And John, let's start with just the highs and lows of this week. Baylor finds out early in the week that they're the number one team in the country for the first time in program history. Just one day later, they get beat by double figures, turn it over 29 times, and just get hounded by West Virginia. I mean, what were the ups and downs of all that like?
Yeah, John, great to be on with you and looking forward to being there in Manhattan, although the weather's a little scary, so help us out weather-wise if you can get us out on Saturday. It was just such a high for Baylor to be ranked number one when the polls came out on Monday. It's never happened with Baylor basketball, and it's such a hard thing to do. And I think really very deserving at that point. Baylor was 15-0 and the number one RPI nationally, and had some really good wins through non-conference, and had started 3-0 in Big 12 play. So I thought it was very well deserved number one. But then, as you know, that puts a really big target on your back, and had to go into a tough place in Morgantown, West Virginia. And, man, that place was amped up on Tuesday night. It was a sellout. It was their attendance was more than a sellout, so maybe standing room only, and the students were really fired up, about hosting Baylor. And you know how good West Virginia is anyway. So all that led to a really good West Virginia performance and, unfortunately, a really bad Baylor performance. So the timing was not good at all, and Baylor got strummed pretty good. So now seeing what we can do in another tough environment today against Kansas State.
Talking with John Morris, play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears. In West Virginia, was that a matter of running into a buzzsaw, like you say, just a tough environment, a team that presses as much as they do?
It really was, and Baylor didn't help themselves either. A lot of those turnovers were unforced turnovers. I think West Virginia just gets you in that mindset, kind of a frenzied mindset where everything is sped up, and our guys just didn't handle it well. They have in the past. They've done well with that previous years, but just didn't the other night, and then West Virginia played really well and fed off their big crowd, so the result was not good for the Bears.
How do you feel like the team has responded? I mean, it's been a 15-0 start to the season, first time that they've experienced a loss like that, let alone a loss at all this season.
Really good. They had that was a Tuesday game, so they had Wednesday off practice, and that was probably good just to get a little time there away, and then came back to practice with a great attitude. And the coach's message was, hey, that was a bad loss, but it's only one game, and nobody's going to go through this league undefeated. We really think that. It's so tough this year. So it's just one loss. Now let's go to work on another tough opponent, another tough venue, playing at Kansas State today. So I think they've got the right mindset, and I really think they'll be able to put that game behind them pretty quickly.
John Morris is with me here on Powercat Game Day, the play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears. And for this team to go from unranked, picked fifth in the Big 12, to number one overall in basically 2 months, I mean, everyone was wrong about something. What were people so wrong about with this team?
Pretty amazing, isn't it, to get no votes at all in the preseason poll and 9 weeks into the season to be number one. That's pretty meteoric rise. I would say, John, to answer your question, I'm not sure people were wrong about anything. They just didn't know. We have a new point guard in Manu LeConte, and the question was, he's a transfer from Miami, so nobody really knew him, replacing Lester Medford from last year. So that's just a question mark, and then we only have one senior on the team. But people who know Ish Wainwright know he's the absolute epitome of a team leader. So you couldn't have a better senior if you only have one. And people maybe were wondering about our depth on this team. But all those have been answered, I think, very favorably from a Baylor perspective. Our leadership is good. The team chemistry is good. That's something that people who are on the outside don't really know or couldn't know, but this team chemistry is just great this year. The depth has turned out to be really good, and great leadership with the only senior, Ish Wainwright.
Now, I know that Scott Drew was asked on the teleconference yesterday about Jonathan Motley and where his game has come along. From your standpoint, how far has he really risen things this year?
You know, he's playing great, and I think the sky's the limit. He's got a huge upside. He's our leading rebounder and leading scorer in the top five in the Big 12 in both those categories. And we'd seen flashes of it in the past. You know, like in certain games, it was like, wow, Jonathan Motley is the best player on the floor. And now what we're seeing that more consistently from him. So consistently good performances have really been the key for Motley this year. He'd had three or four double-doubles in a row before the West Virginia game. So he's just playing great. I think one of the best big men in the Big 12.
Talking with John Morris here, ahead of K-State and Baylor. He's the play-by-play voice of the Bears. You know, you mentioned LeConte. What about Joe Achiuwa, who's been another newcomer and seemingly had a big impact so far this year?
Yeah, very much so. He's the guy that was here last year and gained his eligibility, got a little bigger and stronger, and he's really surprised me. I wasn't sure what we had in him. The coaches were excited about it because, you know, you can't coach length, and he's 7 feet tall. But it's turned out to be a really good low-post combination between Joe and Jonathan Motley. They both are pretty good passing out of the high post to the low post, pretty good helping each other out, setting each other up. So Joe, and he's just so long and lean, you know, long arms, long and 7 feet tall. So he just takes up a lot of space in there. He's hard to shoot over sometimes. So I think defensively, he leads the Big 12 in block shots. I think both defensively and offensively, he's been a great addition to this lineup.
Again, John Morris is with me, play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears. I'm going off something Bruce Weber said here, so forgive me if this is incorrect, but he mentioned Baylor maybe switching up things defensively a little bit more than in years past. Typically, you think of Scott Drew playing a lot of zone. Has that been something that's come to fruition this year?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I think, you know, their bread and butter is still the zone, and it's been really effective the last few years for Baylor, but I think if they want to throw a wrinkle or just kind of throw a change up, you know, they go man-to-man. And maybe they have done that a little bit more this year, partly because Baylor's been in some games where they've fallen behind in the first half pretty decisively. In the battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas, we trailed then-10th-ranked Louisville 22 in the first half and trailed by 15 at halftime. So when you're down that much against a really good team, I think you got to change some things up. So I think that was one of the things that Coach Drew and his staff did. So, yes, still the main defense is that zone defense, but you'll see some man, and it just works a lot of times as a really good changeup.
Well, John, before I let you go, not going to ask for a prediction necessarily, but if things go the way that Baylor wants them to go, how is this game going to play out?
You know, always tough in that arena. The fans there are so good. The students are so good. And it's tough. It's just like any other trip in the Big 12, you know, where you've got to focus on your game and block out the crowd and the environment as much as you can. I think Baylor will have its head on straight even after the big loss to West Virginia. K-State is just so veteran, such a veteran team, and so poised, and it's going to be a tough game, to say the least. We've had a lot of great games, down-to-the-wire games with Kansas State here recently, so I think this one will be another one of those.
Well, John, certainly appreciate the time as always. Best of luck getting to Manhattan and enjoy the game.
John, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, there is John Morris, Baylor play-by-play voice here on the game. We'll pass along what we've been repeating here throughout the show. K-State did send out a release earlier today that the game is still on for 3:30 tomorrow, so despite the ice storm and all the weather issues that are anticipated, start time is not going to change. 3:30, so that means our pregame will start with 1:30 for Powercat Game Day and 2:30 for coverage from the K-State Sports Network with Wyatt Thompson and company, and then we'll see if K-State can get it done against the top-ranked team in the country. Appreciate John Morris's time, as always, at 5:40. I've got a number for you, a stat of K-State and Baylor that you're going to like if you're a K-State fan. But coming up next, got breaking news about the Chiefs and a reminder of why I'll be very sad a year from now. You're listening to The Game.